Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. This show is sponsored by Rashaz Detail, Terry Ingram, Sr., CEO and owner, Half Wheels Will Clean. I would also like to take opportunity to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping some nuggets to help you live your best life. Well, listen, my listeners, I have an awesome topic to talk about tonight with you. We have been talking about godly friendships, and I tell you, it's been a mind-boggling experience for me to hear about things that people do not know how to be friends. And in order to have a successful life, you got to show yourself friendly. That's what I was always told when I grew up. And in that way, you will draw people to you besides, you know, not sending them around, sending them away from you. So I'll be giving you three ways to establish godly friendships. This series from my pastor has really been a blessing to my life. It has just turned it around. So the first way to establish godly friendships is that you have to establish an intimate relationship with God. Without God, nothing is possible. Trust me. He is in control. He made you. He knows what he put you here on this earth to do. So you have to establish a personal relationship with God. You just can't go around saying you know him. You have to actually know him like he is a physical person on this world with us. Because believe me, he'll talk back to you. If you're born again, he definitely will talk back to you and give you the ways to live a godly life. But how many of you know when you were in school, you know, you always saw this person that you wanted to be friends with. So you would walk up to them and, you know, you had to establish a friendship with them in order for them to like you and become your friend. Now, you have many associates coming in and out of your life. That's not a friend. A friend will be with you through thick and thin. Whatever you're going through, they're going to be right there. Regardless how you treat them, they're going to be right there for you. And that's the way God is with us. Even though he gives us a choice to either serve him or serve Satan, he will never leave or forsake you. He will definitely be right there with you at all times, regardless of what your lifestyle is, regardless of what you're doing. He's going to give you the opportunity to know that you cannot live on this earth without him. He's not going to force you to do it, but trust and believe me, you will have so much havoc in your life, you'll be like, yes, I got to trust him. Okay, I've tried everything I'm big enough to do, but this time I'm going to put all my trust in God. And then your life will turn around, and it will never, never, never be the same. It's really mind-boggling to me that when people decide to follow Christ and, you know, sometimes they fall back into their own ways, old ways, and that only happens because you're going back to be around the same people that you used to be around, and you're not strong enough to pull them to your side, and they'll pull you back to the world. But I just can't believe anybody that ever tasted the goodness of God turn around and let the devil fool them to go back into this world of sin. I just can't believe it. But it happens every day. But it's just mind-boggling when you see the goodness of God and what he'll do for you. And you've, I mean, it's not like you don't know what the devil done to you, because you've known that. So when God comes in and bless your life, and then you decide to turn your back on him and go back to your wicked ways, I tell you, something's seriously wrong with you, okay? Because he will show you that he will never leave or forsake you. He'll be with there. He is the best friend that you could ever have. Because, number one, you can tell him your business, and you don't have to worry about him telling nobody else. That's one good thing about God. He's going to keep your secrets. Nobody know but you and him. Another thing, he's going to provide for you. He is your provider. And he's going to deliver you out of situations that you thought you never, never, never would get out. But like I said, he's going to make you make that decision. He will never make that decision for you. So once you establish that intimate relationship with God, like I said, your life is never, 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 never going to be the same. The second way to establish godly friendships is his commandment when he came back on this earth. You know, with Moses, he gave us the Ten Commandments. We're not living under the law. We're living under grace. And he said to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, that'll tell you whether somebody loves themselves by the way they treat you. Because that's going to come out of them. It's going to come out of them, and you will definitely know this person don't even love himself. He don't care about me. So why would I want to be in a friendship with him or her? Now, that's the key. That's a nugget right there. Mind how they treat you. Observe how people treat you, and that will tell you if they love themselves. Because you can't love nobody else if you can't love yourself. So if you're not loving yourself, I challenge you to, like I said, number one, establish that personal relationship with God, and God will pull that supernatural love that I'm getting ready to talk about in a few minutes into you. And I tell you, your haters would be like, wow, I can't believe I treated them like this, and they can still look at me and smile and love me like I've never done anything to them. I mean, it'll blow their mind. You need to try it. Try it on your enemies. Try it on your haters. Do something nice for them, regardless of how they treat you. And you would see their lives being transformed, because they'll think you're crazy, number one. Number two, they won't know how to handle you and your niceness. So love is the best feeling you can ever have living on this earth as we pass through it, because this is a temporary place for us. Heaven is our home. We should be striving to live with Jesus eternally, where there will be peace, joy, and everlasting love. Okay, the third way to establish godly friendships is what you have to do is to develop agape love. Now, agape love is unconditional love. Like I was just saying, when you have agape love, you do for people that you don't even know. I mean, you may see a stranger in the street and God will tell you, you know, go give him food, go give him, take him shopping, him or her, you know, go do something good for this person. Agape love is planting a seed in the soil, okay? And once you plant that seed in the soil and water that seed, you're going to watch it spring up and grow. Hate can't make you grow. Only love can, okay? So get started on that love walk. I've been on it a couple of years now, and I tell you, my life has never, never been this good. I was like, why did it take me so long to get into that agape love? But we're living in a world right now. People are living in fear. I think about the Old Testament, you know, when those famines and pestilence came against those people that sinned against God. I believe in my heart we're in that same day. It's just a different famine of pestilence that is being placed on this world, because we need to repent. We need to repent. If we want this pandemic to leave, we must repent from our sins and love our fellow men and women. Because, like Pastor said, we are a living epistle. We are the only Bible that these people see. Because they don't know the Bible, they're not going to sit down and take time to read the Bible. So we are the living epistles that they look at our life and see the blessings and the joy and the peace that we have. And they'll come running to you saying, I want what you got. It has happened to me so many times. And you can know them. You will know them by the fruit of their works. You will know when a person is godly, and you will know when a person is fake, and you will know when a person don't want to have nothing to do with God. Now, that type of person, I don't understand, because God made them. God put them on this earth to be a blessing. He gave them a purpose from birth, and they just walk around like they own this earth. Like they can wake themselves up in the morning. Like they can do what they big enough to do. And they don't give God the glory and honor for even allowing them another day. Because as the Bible says, tomorrow is not promised to you. So you better try to live today. And you better try to do and be good to your fellow man as well as God that one day. Because I'm telling you, death can come in and snatch life right up out of you. And then what you going to do? You can't say, oh, Lord, I meant to get saved, you know, but I just wanted to go out there and party and have a little bit of fun. I didn't think you was coming to snatch me that quick. So live and do good, because you never know when it's your time. Just wanted to come in and drop those nuggets on you. Like I said, the three ways to establish godly friendships. You have to be friends with people. A lot of people just meet people, and they just try to jump into a marriage, jump into a relationship. I mean, I'm a witness. I did it. My marriage, I was dating a guy 3 months, and next thing I know, I was married. Of course, it didn't work out because I didn't put God there. But a lot of people do that for different reasons. They don't become friends with the person they think God has sent into their life. And they don't pray to God and ask for discernment on this person. Or they don't pray to God and ask him to show him this person. They just jump into bed, feel good, boom, this is my mate. That's the wrong way to do it. I'm telling you, you have to really, really be friends with God first, because he's going to show you. He's going to open those spiritual eyes, and nobody on this earth will ever be able to fool you once you become born again and your spiritual eyes open. Like I said, there's a lot of fake people out there, but when your spiritual eyes are open, you can see them coming before they even get to you. So when, you know, they got to turn and run away from you, you know that they know that they've seen something in you that their spirit cannot stand. So they're not going to be around you long. They're not going to try to be around you, because their ways are wicked. Broadcasting from Bojani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download the Bojani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Now, listeners, listen to me carefully. Next week is Mother's Day weekend, okay? If you have a living mother, I don't care where you are, you need to get there and be with your mother next weekend. I'll be doing a show, 20 Ways to Honor Your Mother and Father, next week. So definitely tune in for that, because it's going to be a most awesome broadcast, 20 Ways to Honor Your Father and Your Mother. So, you know, May is Mother's Day, June is Father's Day, so be available next Sunday so you can hear those 20 ways to honor your mother and your father, because if it wasn't for your mother and your father, you would not be on this earth, okay? Also, don't forget to go to Linda Monroe, order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. I'll send you an autographed copy along with a gift. It's also in audio as well. So if you don't want to read it, I will read it to you. Again, this show is sponsored by Rochelle's Detail, Have Wills Will Clean, Terry Ingram Sr., CNO and owner. This is our year, God. We got to get these businesses up and running. It is our time. So until next week, stay safe, wear those masks, be good, establish godly friendships, okay? Just don't be with somebody that, because you think they're your friend. Because like I said, God will open your spiritual eyes and you will see through the fake. God loves you, so do I. Same station, this time next week. Be blessed, and all is well, and the best is yet to come.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bojani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.